This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the nations of the Global South to unite and stand together with one voice. In his opening remarks on the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today, the Prime Minister emphasized India's determination to cooperate with the Global South. He highlighted New Delhi's commitment to promoting trade, inclusive development, progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, and women-led development. Lauding the role of digital public infrastructure in driving inclusive growth, the Prime Minister noted that the formation of the Global DPI Depository during India's G20 presidency represented a significant multilateral consensus. He also said that India has established a social impact fund to accelerate progress in digital public infrastructure for the Global South. He added that India will make an initial contribution of $25 million in this fund. The Indian Medical Association, or IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman doctor at West Bengal government-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services will be affected till tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. However, all essential services will be maintained. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are severely affected due to ongoing protests. However, the Directorate General of Health Services, Atul Goyal, yesterday said that the head of institutions will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. He had written to the head of the central government hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. In Jammu and Kashmir, the much-awaited assembly election will be held in three phases, where the process of nomination starts from the 28th of this month, while the results will be declared on 4th of October. The Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats. Voting will be held for 24 seats in districts Pulwama, Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts in the first phase on the 18th of September. Another 26 seats of Ganderbal, Srinagar, Badgam, Poonch, Riyasi and Rajouri districts will vote in the second phase on the 25th of September. The final phase on the 1st of October will see voting in 40 seats of Bandipora, Kupwara, Baramulla, Udhampur, Jammu, Samba and Kathua districts. All political parties including BJP, Congress, National Conference, PDP, Apna Party, Democratic Progressive Azad Party and CPIM and General People have welcomed the announcement of the assembly poll schedule. Karnataka government Thavarchand Gehlot has today granted sanction for prosecution of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in connection with Mysuru Urban Development Authority or MUDA site allotment scam. The sanction is based on three petitions filed by T.J. Ibrahim, Pradeep and Snehmay Krishna. Earlier on 26th of July, Governor Gehlot had issued a show cause notice to CM Siddaramaiah asking him to respond within 7 days on why he should not face prosecution. In response, the Karnataka cabinet had strongly recommended that the governor retract the notice issued to the chief minister, accusing him of misusing his constitutional role. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashvani will be revised starting 18th of August, that is tomorrow, from 12th midnight. Hindi news bulletins will be broadcast first, followed by 5-minute English news bulletins. From 18th of August, that is tomorrow midnight, the Hindi bulletin will be aired on the hour, with the English bulletin following immediately after. Tokyo Paralympics gold medalist Sumit Antil and shot put star Bhagyashree Jadhav will be flag bearers for the Indian contingent at the opening ceremony of the Paris Paralympics. The Paralympic Games will take place from the 28th of August to 8th September this year. In Paris Paralympics, 84 athletes will represent India. This is the country's largest ever contingent in a Paralympic Games. A total of 54 athletes had represented country in Tokyo Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.